Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jinyo Mehta with the news. First day headlines. President Draupadi Murmu highlights key role of cleanliness in achieving Viksit Bharat 2047. Indore bags cleanest city tag for 8 years in row. Jaluki accorded promising Swachh Shahar of Nagaland. State departments urged to adopt 1600 number series for official calls. And state-level workshop on PAI 2.0 and thematic Gram Panchayat development plan underway. Now the news in detail. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. The 9th edition of Swachh Survekshan 2024-25 awards were conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the President highlighted that cleanliness is one of the most important aspects of Viksit Bharat 2047 vision and urged countrymen to move forward in making the country clean, healthy and developed.
स्वच्छता से जुड़े प्रयासों के आर्थिक पहलू होते हैं, सांस्कृतिक आयाम होते हैं तथा भौगोलिक पक्ष भी होते हैं। मुझे विश्वास है बहुआयामी तथा समग्र दृष्टि के साथ संचालित स्वच्छ भारत मिशन भी सभी देशवासी मजबूती से भागीदारी करेंगे। सुविचारित और दृढ़ संकल्पों के साथ सभी देशवासी वर्ष 2047 तक जिस विकसित भारत का निर्माण करेंगे उसी दिशा में हम जा रहे हैं।
In the category of cities with a population between 3 and 10 lakh, Noida emerged as the cleanest city, while Ahmedabad received first position in the category of cities with a population of over 10 lakh. In the state-level award, Jaluki in Paran district was accorded promising Swachh Shahar of Nagaland. During the event, a total of 78 awards were presented across various categories. The State Department of Information Technology and Communications has asked all state government departments to adopt the newly designated 1600 number series for all service and transactional calls to citizens. The move follows a directive from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India earlier this year to curb unsolicited and fraudulent communications. The Center's Department of Telecommunications has assigned the 1600 series to government entities for calls related to services such as passports, tax reminders and key certificates to enable citizens to easily recognize and trust genuine calls. The move aims to ensure a secure and citizen-friendly telecom ecosystem and enhance credibility, outreach and effectiveness of government programs. A two-day state-level workshop on Panchayat Advancement Index PAI 2.0 and thematic Gram Panchayat Development Plan GPDP began today in Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary RD and SIRD Thavasilan K highlighted the importance of implementing thematic GPDP and rolling out PAI 2.0 to promote inclusive village development aligned with local sustainable development goals. He also urged upon the use of the eGram Swaraj portal for greater transparency and financial efficiency. The workshop is being organized in collaboration with Ministry of Panchayati Raj and National Informatics Center, New Delhi, and is being attended by officials from State and District Program Management Units, SIRD and Rural Development Department. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today emphasized on the pivotal role of cooperatives in the country's development. Addressing the Sakarita Evam Rozgar Utsav in Rajasthan, he said cooperatives have contributed a lot to the country's development in the last 100 years. He highlighted that cooperatives have an active role in 98% of rural areas.
50,000 कोऑपरेटिव के माध्यम से 31 करोड़ लोग सहकारिता से जुड़े हैं और नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की। 4 साल के अंदर हमने 61 इनिशिएटिव के माध्यम से सहकारिता को मजबूत करने का काम किया। 2 लाख नए पैक्स बनाने का काम शुरू हो गया है, उसमें से 40,000 पैक बना लिए गए।
During the occasion, Mr. Shah flagged off 100 new police vehicles, distributed certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes, and inaugurated multiple infrastructure projects of cooperation. The minister also inaugurated 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Anna. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Achumbe Mokikon has proposed integrated farming system among departments of veterinary, horticulture and agriculture. Chairing the monthly SDPDB meeting of Bhandari in Woka yesterday, the MLA said this will enhance sustainability, improve resource utilization and increase profitability, boosting the local economy and employment for farmers all year long. Mr. Kikon also informed that a medical team led by MLA Dr. Tsilhutuor Herzo will be arriving at CHC Bhandari on 28th of this month as part of the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre. He urged the Bhandari Medical Department to assist in availing the state-of-the-art facilities which will be provided free of cost. The House also discussed on the ongoing farming activities at the Nagaland State Seed Farm Merapani and the Nagaland Food Hill Road construction. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the logistics cost of the country will come down to 9% by the end of this year. Addressing an event of a private news channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said the reduction in logistics cost will increase India's exports 1.5 times. He noted that increased exports will create more employment opportunities and lead to an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister also highlighted that the government is on a mission to make India free from air, noise, water and fossil fuel pollution.
Waste to wealth. अब परली से इथेनॉल बन रहा है, परली से सीएनजी बन रहा है, परली से एविएशन फ्यूल बन रही है तो धीरे धीरे हमारे देश को जल प्रदूषण वायु प्रदूषण और ध्वनि प्रदूषण से मुक्त करना फॉसिल फ्यूल के प्रदूषण से मुक्त करना ट्रैफिक जाम से मुक्त करना और उसके साथ साथ इथिक्स इकोनॉमी इकोलॉजी एंड एनवायरमेंट तो इकोलॉजी एंड एनवायरमेंट को प्रोटेक्ट करते हुए भी हमारे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को डेवलप करके इकोनॉमी को भी मजबूत करना ये हमारा मिशन है.
The Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, and the Nagaland Net Qualified Forum, NNQF, have called for transparency in the recruitment and reallocation of posts under the Higher and Technical Education Department. Addressing a press conference today, Core Committee Member, NNQF, Dr. Videkono Hyoka, raised concerns that the department's recent notice to requisition 34 assistant professor posts did not have any subject-wise distribution details. Convener CTAN, Meshen Lo Cut also stressed for directing the remaining post through Nagaland Public Service Commission at the earliest. Mr. Cut further raised concerns over the recruitment process of forest guards and questioned why certain departments are not under the purview of the Nagaland Staff Selection Board. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, declared the written results of the NCS, NPS and Allied Services Main Examination 2024. The results of the Stenographer Examination 2024 have also been declared. NPSC informed that candidates may access the results on the Commissioner's website, npsc.nagaland.gov.in. And PEG today launched the project Rakshak 2, aimed at enhancing public safety and traffic management. The project includes CCTV monitoring, installation of 60 road dividers at key junctions, and regular traffic awareness seminars. The initiative is a joint effort of PEG Police, District Administration, Transport Department, Chamber of Commerce, NGOs, and civil society organizations. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu highlights key role of cleanliness in achieving Viksit Bharat 2047. Indore bags cleanest city tag for 8 year in row, Jaluki accorded promising Swachh Sheher of Nagaland. State departments urged to adopt 1600 number series for official calls. And state-level workshop on PAI 2.0 and thematic Gram Panchayat development plan underway. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.